a sinner. I can judge sinners, you know, because I'm not a sinner. Now, if I'm a sinner and I judge sinners, then I'm judging myself too. That's what that scripture means. You cannot be guilty of the things you judge other people for, or you will be condemned. That's why Paul says in this very chapter, down in verses 8 and 9 and 10, you know, about the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's going to be one of my new favorite verses for a while. The unrighteous shall not, know you not, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Well, that righteousness is just imputed, you've got to understand. No, righteousness is first imputed, but then it is given. If it's not, then you cannot judge the world. And not, don't wait till you're dead, because after you die, it's the judgment. Too late to be righteous after you're dead. I don't want to go down to my grave and sin. We ought to walk as he walked. So the Bible uses this language about being justified, sanctified, washed. That we were certain things, you know? I'm still back in the verses 3 and 4. Know you not that you shall judge angels? Now, a lot of people have given a lot of thought to that. Whatever, we're going to judge angels. And I, to me, that means that we, you know, as sons of God adopted, as Christ, who was made so much better than the angels, we're going to be exalted above them. Because the lesser are always judged by the greater. But right now, angels are greater than we are. How much more things that pertain to this life? The things, you know, just the normal, everyday things. You know, that's what they were going to law against each other over. Like, you know, he owes me money. You know, or he moved my boundary marker. You know, normal kind of, you know, someone moved my boundary marker, and you know what? I didn't say nothing. I was kind of irked about it, but I, you know, held my peace. I don't think they did it in malice, you know, it was an accident. But, you know, still, legal matters can arise from little accidents, you know? Sure, it was an accident. I know the wickedness of your heart. You know, and that's how it goes. People, little things happen, and people get irked up. They get mad at them for doing it. You know, because you see something like, you know, someone bumps your car. A lot of times your first reaction is anger. You don't really think about the other person, how they might feel. You know, somebody slights you, does something to you. You feel angry, hurt. You know, you feel like you've been done wrong. And a lot of times we react out of the initial thing, but the thing is, in Christ we ought not to be minded in such a way. You know, that's not the mind of Christ. It just isn't. If you have judgments and things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak this to your shame. Okay, he's saying, set the least esteemed. You know? Set the blind and deaf guy. Because he'd be better. Because by the Spirit of God, you could give him a coin and have him flip it. And it'd be better than going to the unjust. That's this whole point. In all these matters, let them that are spiritual judge it between you. You know? Go to someone in the church who is trusted and let him act as arbitrator, you know, or a mediator between two parties, or, you know what I mean, or is it arbitration, yeah, you know, a neutral go-between type person who's going to look at both sides and try to see it fairly. Now, even as I listen to Paul's, I see holes, because, you know, in the way people are in the world, it's like, the one guy's closer friends with the guy who ends up being judging, and, you know, and things like that. But you know what? It ought not so to be in Christ. It ought not so to be. Even though I know in the church world out there, things are rigged. You know? It's just as unjust as the world. In some places, it's even worse. You know? The bias, so on and so forth, that you just suffer under. Honestly, when I think of Paul's optimism and his just... to me, he seems so positive about the churches he's taken care of. I love him. But it makes me want to weep. Because I just think, I'm like, how far we are as a people. You know, all the churches around, I just think of how far it is all from this. It's just like, the mindset is so vastly removed. You know, you don't have anyone wise among you who could be set as judge. No one that should be able to judge between his brethren. No one. So we got to go to the, you know, last resort. Now we got to go to court. Corinth was a big city. And I assume probably a big church. And probably plenty of people who were smart. They're smart enough to divide into factions. It always takes plenty of wisdom to do that, right? The wisdom of this world. No, there is wisdom. There are wise in the church. Not many, but there are wise. And he's saying you don't even need a wise man. Get someone with the Spirit of God to judge it. Because even if he doesn't even know what he's doing, he'd be more likely to do the right thing. Now that doesn't make logical sense. But by the Spirit of God, it does. Oh, but brother goes to law with brother, verse 6. And that before, you know, do it in front of the unbelievers. Now I see, here come the two Christians. Boy, they're sure fighting it out. I've never seen such a bitter rivalry, you know. Now there is utterly a fault among you because you go to law. Hetema, fault, a deterioration, a failure. He's like, this is a total failure here. You're going to law one with another. That spells bad news in the church. Why do you not rather take wrong? Suffer wrong. You know, suffer wrong.